Vayikra chapter 26. Today we're learning chapter 26, and we're going to start a pasuk after the beginning of the chapter, which is also the beginning of the parsha, and that's the correct way of starting this. Now, this chapter is also a pretty long chapter, it's 44 psukim, so we're going to go through it quickly, but mainly I'm going to try to show the story, the structure, what it says, because most people don't really get that when they read this parsha. First, to talk about the general place of this parsha within the structure of Sefer Vayikra. We discussed Vayikra has its own sort of version, its own story of the Torah. It gives us what the Torah is, Torah's Kehanim. And as we read in every version of the Torah, ends, just like in Mishnah Torah, the Deuteronomy, the second law, ends with Kisove, which is the conditions, the Schar V'Onish, the reward and punishment that are promised for following or not following the Torah. In a similar way, in a short way, we have in Parshas Mishpatim, which we'll read next week in the Parsha. We're going to have in Parshas, we have a very short version in Parshas Yisro already, which we can talk about over there. And the same way, this is for Sefer Vayikra, the what happens, what you get out of, or what the reward and punishment is for reading the Torah. And this is, as we call, the bris. This is the covenant made between the Nois HaTorah, between Hashem and the Mekabel HaTorah. It goes that you will follow my laws and I will give you this. And if you don't, I will give you that. So that's the general place. And therefore, it's the end of the book. There's the style of Sefer Vayikra. After that, there's still one more mitzvah. So it's not like the literal last parsha, but it is the end of the book. And it also gives us a... ending, the end of this chapter says, Elach, you'll see here, Elach chikim v'mishpotim v'atoyres ashenos na'ashem b'ayneveh b'nei Yisrael b'har sini b'yad Moshe. These are the chukim, the mishpotim, the toyres. These are three words, three shemes nerdufim called for the Torah, for the laws that Hashem gave between him and b'nei Yisrael. What is b'ayneveh b'nei Yisrael? That's the language of a bris. Like b'ayneveh b'nei Yisrael oisi. It's a bris between him and the Yidden, what he will do and what they will do and what he will do according to what they will do. And that's the end of Sefer Vayikra, although there's one more halacha after that, it's still sort of the ending. This is all the laws that he gave them, Behar Sinai, Be'ad Moshe. So, the way this is structured is very simply, Im ve'im, Im b'chakoyse t'lech, if you will go in my, this is an image, right? If you will walk in my laws, which means you'll follow my laws, then you will have this and that. And if b'chakoyse t'mosi, if you will not, loyse shmeli ve'loyse asi, then you will have this and that. So that's the first major structure that you can see. You can see that also, as I've organized it here, that it's written in the poetic style. So poetic style of the Tanakh, as everyone knows, is that it doubles everything. It says everything twice, or sometimes intensifies it in the second part, sometimes just repeats it in different words. So there's, that's really sort of the same thing. Of course, there's nuances, difference in each one, but it should be read this way. What you will get is, the rain will come, therefore, and there's an order to these things. They're not just a random list of blessings. There's an order. This is how a successful polity works. This is what it means to be successful when there's the rain in the right time. And then the earth gives its fruits. The trees give their fruits. You have a lot to eat and you are sated. You have enough to eat to survive, to live happily, and you live with security. Because, of course, if the economy goes well, then you have enough money to spend for security. And you have peace. Nobody will bother you. This might, I've caught this like this, but it might be really the same thing. If the chayiro might be a mushal for enemies, it might not literally mean bad animals, the question. And you will win your enemies. And it gives this exaggerated, like extreme version. Five of you will chase after. Will chase after is what is the result of a successful battle in the whole Tanakh. 100, 110,000. That's the standard way of poetry, right? So from 100 you get to 10,000 and they will fall and you will have the bris. Vakimoisi as bris yitcham. Just this is like the good side, right? That's when he will follow his part of the deal. There's some, now that's the main basic story here. We get into the same regular order that we keep on noticing, how after we finish the main story, there's still some things going on. It repeats Vachaltem Yoshen Oshen, which already said somehow before. It says, that's the general deal. That's the general bris really said in the whole Torah. This includes everything. I will be your God and you will be my people. And it's signed, And then again, after the signature, there's this little more blessing. You will have independence and success. That is the most simple, the basic blessing. That's the imbecha koizet. This is what happens when things go well. Now, what if that? And here you see that there's a structure, and it's a structure of descent. It's a structure of decline and fall. So in each part, and there's many ve'im. So it seems like the point is that he gives you one. Of course, there's only one way of things going good and many ways of things going bad. But more than that, it's saying that there will be a lot of stages. And this is really how, if you read the end of Sefer Melachim, right, which sort of describes this, you see the stages of the descent of from their greatness. So first, you have this bad thing happen, and then slowly the conditions deteriorate. This is really one thing causes that, right? Things get worse, and then when you still don't do tshuva, you're still not getting better. Things get even worse. So that's each one of these parts that I've caught up here. Each of these little parts is like one stage of the descent. So you'll see, first it describes what you will do bad, and there's four lines of that. Then what will I do? So this is what you will do. This is what I will do. First you have a list of sicknesses. You'll have behola. I'm not sure what that literally means. But you have a list of two sicknesses, shachafas and kadachas, which are mechalis anayim and medivas nafesh. That means you will not be healthy, you will not be sick. One more thing, v'zratim l'rikser achem v'achli avechem, which means you will not enjoy the fruits of your labor. Your enemies will eat it. So, but this can be described as something like raids. And then, v'nsati fun avechem, v'nigafti lefne avechem, you will be destroyed, you will be losing battles in front of your enemies, you will run away without anyone. This is the opposite of five of you run chasing after 100. Now you will be running away without anyone, like even worse, right? With nobody even chasing you. But this can be described as the stage where there's like raids, random raids, where you like, we read Sefer Shoftim, we see many things like this. Random people coming and stealing their food, people having raids and they're losing some battles, but it's not yet a real loss. Okay? Then, imad el-le-se-shmeli, if you will still not listen to me, and then I will add you seven on what you sin. This is again part of the language of exaggeration here. Seven times, sevenfold. You will have sevenfold punishment from what you do. Of course, it doesn't mean seven times. It has to be fair, but the point is still, things will get even worse. That's what it means to say. And now what will happen here is an even extreme famine. So before, we didn't have any famine. We just had the enemies sometimes, coming and stealing their stuff. Now we have a famine. The heaven will be like iron, the earth like bronze. Nothing will grow. This is precisely against what it said here. Those things will not happen. You'll not have any food. So that's even worse in the food situation. Then, that's already step two. Now, step three, if even this will not happen, which means something like you will ignore me, you will not take me seriously. Then again, you will have unfold. And what you will have is chayas to this. So here, it's pretty clear that this means animals, literally. This is again against what we had in the blessing. Animals, wild animals will eat your animals, your domestic animals. And even in Shamid Erchechem, this is also something we see very clearly. For example, in Shiras Devoira, which was in the Haftarah last week, your ways will be desolate. You will not, because people, when the situation is bad outside, people don't travel much. They don't have it here. So that's the step one, two, three. That's step three. Now step four. If even that will not happen, if that will not help, you will still be worse. Then again, so you will be ignoring me. I will ignore you. Again, you will have sevenfold. And here you will have a real war. You will have a siege, really. Just talking about a siege. Up until now, we didn't have a siege. Here, there's a siege stage, right? Of course, we know that from the end of Sefer Melachim, when Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel came and made a siege on Yerushalayim and Asar Bateves. That's a cherev. It would be Nekemes, Nekambaris. This sword of the enemy is coming to avenge the brista with me that you haven't followed. So not only like before, the ways are not safe. We can't defend the roads. But you will not even be able to leave your city at all. And therefore, once you're stuck in the city, then what happens very often in siege situations, you get plague, you get plagues, you get sicknesses because, germs travel and things like that. And then vinitatem biyadoyev. Again, I don't think this means literally yet the enemy will win, but you're starting to win, and then there will be extreme famine, right? Before we talked about famine, where it's just like they don't have, you know, food, it's not growing well. Here, there's you can't get any food into the city, so you're really, really extreme situation of famine. 10 women will bake their bread in one oven, and they will have to measure, weigh the bread, you know, to give it out, to ration it. You will have to have rations. This is an extreme siege situation. And you will not be able to eat to be sated because there won't be enough. Now, next step, again, I'm not counting correctly, number 5 or 6, it will still not happen. Then again, because it's getting worse, right? Now it's not only keri, it's hamas keri. It's like an angry keri. And again, sevenfold. Now this is the siege getting even worse, right? Not only do they have to ration their bread, literally talking, describing cannibalism, you will have to eat the flesh of your sons and daughters, because that's what happens in really extreme cases of famine, of siege. Now, something interesting, which it discusses here is, I will destroy your bamas and your chamonim. Chamonim are literally bamas dedicated to the sun, and your dead bodies, your corpses will be on the corpses of your idols, of your gilulim. And this is the opposite of what it says. I will be disgusted with you. I will not be with you. But it's also, it's interesting how it seems to describe the destruction of the temples, not only the temples created to God, but also the temples created to the gilulim, which are themselves, of course, the big cause, or the big part of the not following what they should be following. And here, this is sort of the stage really we're talking about. This is really, it's talked about the Charban Ha'ir. Your cities will be destroyed. Again, Mikdashaychem, plural, all your Mikdashim, both maybe the one, the Mikdash, right? Mikdash in Shalem that we had, but also every Mikdash that was created, there are religious centers. Will not accept your karbonis, and the land will be desolate. Your enemies will be sitting there in the desolation, but you will not be there. It will be empty. In other words, this is where it's talking about the gulas. And the eschem azerbaigan will be spread out in the nations. And even there, it won't help, right? The sword will chase you there. In any case, this ends the part of the land will be desolate. So this is, we've descended all the way through 6 or 7 levels until the end, the gulas. And then, it says, what will happen then? Oz tirtza oretz shabsisa. That's when the land will atone for its Shabbos. And this is very ironic, and I have a lot of explanations to explain what it really means. But in other words, this is since this the klula is framed as you didn't keep the Shabbos, you didn't keep the Shabbos Oretz or the Shabbos in general. So Shabbos is a kind of desolation, right? You don't do anything. That's when you do it correctly. You have once a year, week Shabbos, or once in 7 years, you have Shabbos. Now you will have a forced Shabbos. You will have a forced Shabbos since the land will be desolate and destroyed, and your enemies will be sitting there. Now, even those left over, and I think pretty sure that this is a nevuah of Gedalia Gedali ben Achikam, right? The words left over is he left over some poor people, and now those poor people, what will they get? They will be scared. They will run away, like what happened with Gedalia's killers. They ran away to Mitzrayim. They were afraid. It wasn't even really something to be afraid of, but they got afraid. They will be stumbling one on the other, because that's really what happened. They got into a civil war for Yishmael and Gedalia, and you will not even have your enemies will laugh at you, like you have 3 people left and you're already killing each other. You will be lost in the nations, and the ones that were staying will be lost. And then again, I think this means not Vanish Orem, the ones that left in Eretz Yisrael, but the ones in the, you know, in Bovel and wherever they went. Yimaki ba'avoyna ba'artzavem, they will, I don't know, yimaki means something like they will shimmel, they will become spoiled, like food that goes spoiled because of their sins and their sins of their parents in the lands of their enemies. And then, v'svadu asavadim, they will admit. V'svadu, I think we read it usually as part of tshuva, like we do vidi, but really what it means is, then you will recognize that I was right. V'svadu asavadim, l'chinav nevacha yemer Hashem. Let's see who was right. You will see that you were right, you will... You'll admit your sins and your parents' sins, that you've done all these bad things, and you'll understand that this is why this happened. And after all this, maybe yikona levav mo'az, as means maybe. Maybe then your fashtoptahat, your lev odol, which doesn't listen, will listen. And now then, and here it says, here there's some kind of nechama pert, right? A little bit of good. I will remember my bris with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the land. Of course, the bris remember, the bris is not such a good thing to remember, because bris is these conditions. But apparently with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, Avraham Hashem had a bris that didn't really have conditions. That's a very interesting discussion. And he said, I will remember that, but the land will be left over from you, will be desolate. And you, the people, will be in the lands of their nations, of the lands of their enemies, because they have not followed my laws. But after all of this, after all of this, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. What does it mean? I will not forget you. You will not be fully destroyed, because there's still a bris. There's still a bris with the others, which means that at some point, and that's where it ends. It says, I'll remember my bris that I made with Rishonim. In other words, with you, right? With this is being said in this generation of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I'll remember it for your generation. These are the others, right? I'll remember it for your children. It doesn't really promise that he will take them out. It says, then you will remember that. In other words, they will not be entirely destroyed in exile. There's no return from exile explicitly prophesied or explained here, but it says they will remember, and like as I said, there's something good and bad, but it means that you can't really get out of the deal, right? That's the problem. So, and that's where the story finishes. That's the end of this chapter.